welcome back to another episode of Less Panic, More Peace, where you get a little less panic and a little more peace when dealing with food allergies. Today, we have a very special guest who I am so stoked to have on the podcast today. She is a food allergy founder and CEO of the app Spoken, featured in a Netflix show Rotten in the episode The Peanut Problem, and a food allergy advocate and mother doing great work in the community at all times. So I'm so excited to introduce the amazing Susie Holquist. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here and see you face to face.
Yes, finally. I know we've kind of went back and forth of trying to find a time to do it. And I'm so glad we actually get to a chance to speak and I can learn more about, you know, your app. So let's introduce yourself a little bit to the audience who don't really know you as well.
Sure. So you're so busy, but my name is Susie, as you know, and I had a background in finance and the equity markets. I spent my entire career, multiple decades, managing a stock portfolio of a couple billion dollars. And it's a true story. I was trying to buy Girl Scout cookies, or actually see if Girl Scout cookies were safe for my daughter. My beloved assistant was selling them. And through that process, I realized that I actually quantified the time it took to figure out if they were safe. So looking at the ingredients, checking the facility information, and texting a few friends who managed the same allergies, the math was it took me 15 minutes and I still didn't even have the answer. And I started to think about how many people were doing the exact same thing at the same time, each spending that same 15 minutes. And with 32 million people with food allergies, that amounted to millions of hours of time. And I thought, what a waste, not just for me, but ultimately for my daughter, who will, now she's 18, but she's going to really manage this on her own. And that was the point where there was no return. My daughter speaks Mandarin, that's her second language. And I knew that I couldn't even get her to Chinatown restaurant safely in Chicago, let alone to China eventually. And it just felt like there was nothing out there that was really cracking the code on making it easier, faster, and more yeses to give my daughter. You know, I felt confident somebody lived in China with a food allergy. It was just her own, you know, same as hers, but I didn't know them. So the vision I had was, what if we built something where all of us could come together as a community with the same common interest of helping each other and not wait for the world to make it easier for us, but let's just do it. And if I was going to do it, it was for my daughter and now for so many thousands of people on the app. But I really felt that if it was going to succeed, it would also have to be beautiful and fun and something that she would not want to be part of, something that she and anybody like yourself and all the young adults who are living with food allergies, that they would enjoy and make it fun and beautiful. So that was a big part of what I wanted to build as well.
Yeah, I love the app personally. It's actually an amazing app, so convenient, so helpful. And I guess that was kind of your pivot point, right? Your daughter was basically your muse in starting this entire thing. And you also had business background, which is great. And it set up a very successful app that really brings the community together, which is amazing. So can you tell the audience about where did you come up with, you know, the idea of Spoken in itself?
Well, what happened was I have three daughters and one of my daughters has special needs. My youngest daughter, she's got learning disabilities. And through that journey, I had like this really amazing conversation in a coffee shop that learned something that actually changed the trajectory of my daughter's life. And I thought to myself, like that conversation, whether it was about her special needs or was learning about a great hotel in Turks and Caicos that you shared with us, it was allergy friendly. Those conversations were happening, you know, on an airplane sitting next to somebody in the, you know, in the playgrounds, you know, in friend groups, and yet they would vanish. And so it was like this play on the past tense, the word spoken, things that were kind of gone into thin air. I didn't want that to happen. I wanted them to become present tense, that somebody could look up. And I say Turks and Caicos because I know you went on that trip and you did a really fun guide for us. And so this idea, like you had that experience, you went. And if you didn't, you know, maybe you told some people you knew with food allergies, but now because you've shared that on the app, all of these people have the benefit of what you did. And I didn't want those things to disappear and vanish in thin air. I thought it's so valuable. And each person is such an expert in their own community, in their backyard, you know, whether it's touches so many things. It's not just restaurants, it's a hotel, it's a school, it's a camp. It's a dog food. It's personal care. It's, you know, where you got your birthday cake. It's, there's so much. And I just thought we all have to become experts. We do it really quickly. And all of that knowledge, you know, I wanted to bring in one place. Now, does that answer the question?
You're so right. I love how you, I didn't actually really realize or kind of think about the idea of the name Spoken and how it just vanishes in thin air. I was, no, like, that's actually such a great idea. It's so clever because I know, yeah, I did go on that Turks and Caicos trip and I went by myself and I went with food allergies, you know, with nut allergies, shellfish allergies. And I went with my friend and her family, right? And of course, you know, her parents are doctors and everything, but my parents weren't there. You know, my siblings weren't there. I was alone. And so I went on that trip for a week. And obviously, you know, I went through a lot. Like I went through that mental aspect. It's not only physical, it's mental, right? That emotional impact that food allergy have, you know, getting paranoid if you eat something, you know, like, oh wait, do I have an allergic reaction? I have to bring my EpiPen everywhere. Do I have my EpiPen? So it's all of this mental back and forth. And after the trip, it's done, right? You're done. You finish that trip. But what you said about having those words or like kind of speaking out about that trip is amazing. And that's why a community is brought together with Spoken, you know, we are speaking up about it. And I love how you do those guides. I thought they're super interesting and fun because it's not only informative, because I feel like people don't really like, okay, facts, 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 right? And that's what Spoken is not only about. It's about fun, having fun and actually being yourself and being true to yourself and your food allergies. So that's why I think you're such an inspiration for kind of founding this idea in itself. So yes.
Thank you. You know, I think one of the things you just said was, you know, there is without a question, a physical part of having food allergies and being safe. There's the mental part, and whether it's just the mental load and all the things you have to check that the average person doesn't have to check. And I think the thing that helps with that is feeling like you have some control and feeling empowered. And the idea behind the app was to empower us both to, you know, it's empowering to, like, you know, share something if you had a good experience or bad experience, but if you can use it, this is a true story. My daughter, just to share real quick, my daughter, a lot of her friends are vegan now, and vegan typically in my mind, I associate with nuts, like cashew, cheeses, and all these, you know, a lot of, often there's nuts as like a protein. And there was one night, it was during the pandemic, and she was, you know, the height of, like, you know, the like lockdown, but she could be outside, and her friends and her were going to get together for brunch. And somebody was going to pick up the donuts and somebody was going to get like all these different things. She was not on the donuts. Somebody else was on the donuts and they wanted these vegan donuts. And my husband and I started to like sweat. We're like, well, is it safe? And why don't we just get the donuts from where we know are safe? And she's like, I don't want to, you know, like that guy's getting it. I don't want to like ruffle anything. And we're like, well, that's happening tomorrow morning. 7 a.m. like they're closed. We can't even call them. And it was kind of a funny moment. My husband turned to my daughter. He's like, you know, your mom has an app. This kind of thing, like maybe that donut shop's on the app. And she looked it up and there was like 4 reviews already with people with nut allergies. And at the time the donut shop was nut free. And we literally all collectively like took a big breath because she was on the verge of tears. I was on the verge of tears because I wanted her and I kind of wanted her to go and feel free like any other kid. But yet it's a reality. And it was like this moment, like everything I had ever believed in that this could help each other was literally like playing out in my kitchen. And, you know, I think it just opens up yeses and it's empowering. And, you know, that experience that you went through, it's so easy to keep it to yourself. So when someone shares a review, it's like literally they grow like angel wings for me because it's just, it doesn't take much time and it is so helpful. And a lot of people, when we started Spoken, I'll, you know, be honest, were critical of there being reviews. And reviews are subjective. It's your opinion, your, you know, allergies. And I would say, like, I have so much respect for the allergy community. And I think we do have to rely on each other. In some ways, we trust each other more than we would trust a restaurant. So there's a lot of people who kind of poo-pooed that idea originally, that, you know, how helpful that would be. I think it's one of the most valuable things I found, that moment when she looked it up and saw these people say, I have a nut allergy. This place at the time was nut free, and how it changed the course of that moment for her and gave us such a relief. And of course she checked. There's no getting away from like checking things. Anything can change at any minute. And that, by the way, has since started bringing nuts in, and people have come on the app and shared that. And how helpful is that for the thousands of people that would look up that donut shop? So I think the empowerment part is something I'm trying to bring back, not just save time so it makes it easier for my daughter, but even 15 minutes a day is the difference between a Peloton ride or not, or thinking creatively or taking a walk. It's over the lifetime of your life living with food allergies. If you spent 15 minutes a day on your food allergies, that is a full year of your life. Yeah. One full year of your life just managing it, not, you know, just even 15 minutes a day trying to deal with it. And that's the part for me that made me feel that a little bit insane, by the way, that I'm like, I'm a business person and an allergy mom. And based on that, I feel if I don't build this, who's going to build it? Like, that's what I went, like, this insane moment when I left my job to build it, because I felt like I understand day in and day out what the friction points are, what the struggle is, how much time it is. And I just felt really compelled to bring this tool to the community.
That's such a great story. You're such an inspiration and entrepreneur in itself, right? You're building something out of, it was nothing before, right? It was air, thin air. And then you implemented it and you created the idea and it's happening and it's helping so many people. You know, I go on the app and I look at the reviews and I see which is, you know, friendly or not. And so it's so beneficial and I'm so glad that you're doing that. And I feel like that's such a cool moment though, when you are like freaking out and there's so much panic. And then you results to that app and you found the reviews and it's just a sense of peace, a sense of sanity in itself.
So. Yeah. I could cry thinking about that moment, because it was funny, because I was actually so stressed because I was so protective. And I think my, you know, it's so nice of you to say nice things. I mean, I look at you and you've done so much, and at your age, I did nothing, but like, you know, so I'm so proud of you. And, you know, you're in a book, you have a podcast. I mean, you've done so much. You're a spoken ambassador. You've helped so much the community. And I think what we need is people like you. You know, you say like we built it out of thin air. It was an idea at one point. It was an idea. And I remember the moment being in a hotel in New York when I literally came up with the exact idea. But I'll tell you, I didn't do this by myself and I couldn't do this by myself. It's the community. Like, I just kind of built the platform, and it's the community that's come together that's building this together. You're building this. You know, I didn't do this alone and I couldn't do this alone. And it's no longer become about doing this for my daughter. It's become doing this for you and every other person. And I know those moments in life as you look at college and, you know, we toured colleges and people reviewed colleges on the app, something I didn't think I would necessarily, you know, we always knew that would be helpful. But when I was the person doing it and looking at colleges and finding people and being able to message them and ask them about it on the app, it's just such a comfort. It's things I didn't necessarily, you know, foresee, but to be actually use it myself, I don't know. It's been tremendous. And I don't take any, like, it's so nice for you to say nice things, but to be honest, when you're a mother, it's like, I have no choice.
Right.
I have no choice. And we're just at the starting line.
Right. That's awesome. I love that. So, I obviously have like the honor and like privilege to be a spoken teen ambassador of the app, and which I love because it started with, it brought people together in a way. Right. And so from a business perspective, that's kind of also a very smart move, because you're getting a bunch of teenage advocates. You're getting a bunch of teenagers, non-teenagers, you know, people who are part of the app, promoting the brands that you work with too, right? So how did you get the idea of not only having users of the app, but to actually bring a sense of community together to kind of uplift the app in its sense, in a business perspective?
It came from two different perspectives. You know, first, I had so many people come onto the app and then send me a message and say, I love what you're doing. You know, what else can I do? And I would used to say, you know, please just share reviews any you can. That's the best way you can help. I also was one of the largest shareholders of Lululemon. Back in my stock days. And I learned that how someone learned about, this is something that was kind of magical about the brand, how somebody learned about Lululemon would actually change their affinity and their attachment to the brand. And they have an ambassador program. And that is very different than stumbling across like their store, like walking down the street and seeing their store. And the CEO at the time, she was a former Starbucks executive, had run their international business. She actually walked me through how she analyzed that. And I always thought it was, you know, these people that love it so much, they want something, they evangelize it. And that was always in the back of my mind that I wanted a group to really listen to that could be really honest with us. And so I had all these people asking, we started it with a mom group. We have several ambassador groups. We don't intermingle them because we think they have some unique topics that they want to talk about. So we have a mom group, we have a young adult group, We have a teen group, and we have actually a celiac group and gluten-free group that we haven't publicly announced yet, but we've put them all together. And you know, the people who said, "What else can I do?" or, you know, we wanted people that we thought were doing great things. It's very much reciprocal. People that we want to show them off, like, "Look, you wrote a book. That is so amazing." And, you know, we create content. We're the largest content creator. And so we put out, you know, our top rated books for the year, and we get to show you off. Like, we love to do that. And we really want to hold people up who are doing great things. And we just put out a top rated date night restaurant guide last night for Valentine's Day. And it's really fun. We like asked our ambassadors, it's really only built on our ambassadors reviews. Like, where's a fun, safe place for date night? Like, place, you know, whether that's cozy to you or fancy schmancy, whatever that means to you. And it's just been such an honor to get to know everybody. And they're, in a lot of cases, very honest with us. And they'll say, "I want to be able to do this on the app." And the young adults kept saying, "I want to put my picture on the app. I want to see somebody's face." And we're like, okay, they're getting really loud. They really want that. And so they actually tell us how they want, how the app can be better, how we can, you know, and we'll show them designs. Often we should do it with the teens more, but we've done this for a long time. We show app designs and say, like, which do you like? Which feature do you want first? So don't be shy and tell me. And everything we just launched, just one quick question, one of our mom ambassadors sent me a message on the app and said, "My son, you know, he's very allergic to sesame. They live in Chicago and all he wants is sushi. And like, how do I find that on the app?" And I happen to know, because I have a really good memory, I'm looking back at like people I know with sesame allergy, trying to find it, and thought, well, I don't want anyone else to go through this. I'll do this for this mom. And we actually just launched, we haven't announced it yet, but there's a new map on the app that is both bigger, but also we added a filter. So now you can filter by reviews by allergen, cuisine types, and you can go on the app now and look for sushi places by someone who reviewed it with a sesame allergy in any town you're at. And we spent 6 months working on something that was a request from one of our ambassadors, because and I like use it. We were looking for food for Lunar New Year, and I was looking for Asian restaurants from people with nut allergies in my neighborhood. And so we haven't actually announced that. That announcement's coming is live in the app, and the ambassadors, we're building it for them. They have an open communication. They're going to tell us what they want. And, you know, I don't know, it just kind of organically happened. It's evolved a little bit. Like, a lot of our companies send free samples to them, and that's been so fun. And it's just meant to be fun, you know, and something that helps our ambassadors and helps us. Just a really nice relationship.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is that it's also getting detailed, you know, as it's growing, it's getting more detailed and specific and filtered. And that's what is necessary in the food allergy community. And I love how you're kind of saying, you're talking about the different groups, right? Who are part of the app, the teens, moms, because I think that every single perspective is so necessary to hear, you know, especially like, you know, young teenagers have a perspective like social media, you know, they want convenience. They want easy swiping, boom, boom, boom. Right. And moms have that perspective of, okay, this is what I need to see when I open an app. I need to go there. I need to do this. Right. And so you're seeing different perspectives, and they're all coming from different points of view onto one app that is going to be, it is very successful, you know? And so I think that's just so important, which I love.
Yeah. We originally asked, like, would anybody want a different app? Like, would teens, let's say, want a different app than the moms? I mean, I have three teenagers. Nobody really wants to be with me right now. Like, you know, but they want to be together. But what we found was they actually did. And, you know, there's no reason why somebody who manages similar allergies from you couldn't trust or find value in your review that you're leaving in a hotel in Turks and Caicos. And similarly, you know, you look at someone's review on something that you may be interested in, and maybe a mom left the review, but we felt like, why would that not be valuable? And I think that what we found was the commonality, the highest part of the hierarchy, really are your allergens. And while some people will maybe eat at Chili's restaurant and you're looking for something hip in a poke place, like, there's this ability to look at each person's profile, and kind of it's like looking at someone's grocery cart in the grocery store, and like, you get a vibe about them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that really like helps you kind of see, and you can follow people. And so you kind of find your tribe, whether it's allergies or by the location that you live or the kinds of things that they like. And like, I know who all the hipsters are who find all the best restaurants. I know who they are now. I follow them all, and then I like save them. And if I'm in that city, I'm going to look at, you know, what I save from them. So because I like to go to those kind of hipster places. So.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, I remember this. I'm actually just remembering. I got a message on Spoken and I went to Cape Cod and I got a direct message for the first time. And this person was like, hey, I saw you reviewed this place. And she asked me specific questions and a whole paragraph. And it was so cool to me because it's like, I was helping her on an app that you created and we're kind of just helping each other on this app. And so she just asked me, yeah, this is a very friendly food allergy ice cream place. My friend who's allergic to everything, dairy, nuts, everything you can imagine. He went to that ice cream place. He went to it. We went on vacation with the family and we went to that ice cream place every single day. And so obviously I had to do a review on it. And so then I did a review and then just a day later, she just messaged me about it. And so I thought that was so cool.
That makes me happy. I love that story.
Yeah. So we can take a little intermission and I do this little segment. Okay. It's called Fast Five Questions. And I'm not sure if you heard of Ellen's Burning Questions or 73 Questions on Vogue, but it's just basically five fast questions. And I'm going to ask you just five questions and you just answer as fast as you can. So it's burning questions.
About ready to go.
All right. Let's time. I usually time my guests. And we see a leaderboard and I think it's so fun. So I'm going to time you and see how fast it is. All right.
Okay. I'm very competitive. So.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Set, go. So what is the go-to food allergy resource?
Spoken.
Steps during an allergic reaction.
What'd you say?
Steps during an allergic reaction. The go-to steps.
Oh, the go-to steps for an allergic reaction?
Yeah.
If my daughter I'm sorry, I'm going to lose on the time. If my daughter's having an allergic reaction.
Yes, yes.
Well, if it's a two system allergic reaction, I'm giving her the Avicure.
Okay. And then your biggest inspiration.
In life or specific to Spoken?
Life.
Oh my gosh. My biggest, my girls.
Yes. One word to describe food allergies.
Resiliency.
Favorite food allergy advocate that inspires you daily?
My favorite food allergy advocate that inspires me daily? My daughter.
Awesome. You did 48 seconds. That was pretty good.
Okay. Well, I asked a lot of questions. I'm sure I didn't hit a record, but I want to make sure I answer the question.
Yeah, it's perfect. Those great answers. So I'm actually really curious to ask you about your little Netflix feature on Rodden. How is that? I know that was pretty, I think that was a long time ago though, right?
It was a couple of years ago. I was going to say, and when you watch it, you'll see that my daughter is shorter than me. She's much taller than me now, although she actually was taller than me at the time, and they made me stand on a box. But it was really fun. Dr. Rishi Gupta, who's one of the leading researchers in the field, we know each other well, we're in Chicago. She asked if we were interested. It was a really fun thing to do. And this is before you knew us, but we actually rented out a movie theater and showed the premiere of it. And we had hundreds of people and we had people from Avicure and Amune and all these, food allergy companies, Enjoy Life. We had snacks from Enjoy Life. And we had a Q&A with Dr. Rishi Gupta afterwards, and it was phenomenal. So it's a very we love doing it. And it was, and I know you didn't ask me the question yet, but what I loved about it was, I'm a huge fan of Netflix and I'm a huge fan of raising awareness, and to be covered, food allergies to be covered on one of the largest platforms, direct to consumer in the world, was, I thought, tremendous. Because I think the best thing for someone with food allergies, and you see it now, is kids my daughter's age, 18 and below, I think it's hard to find someone who didn't have someone with food allergies in their class. And they're actually so comfortable with it. They've learned this great skill of taking care of their peers and having empathy just by having someone with food allergies in their class. And I think there's so many people above that age where it seems so foreign. And so I think the best thing that can happen to food allergies is awareness, so that every restaurant's asking if someone has food allergies. Every time you go to someone's house for dinner, they're just checking in party to say, hey, does anybody have food allergies? I think the best thing that can happen is that a little bit of the burden is taken off. One of our partners is a restaurant in Chicago called Split Rail, and the chef herself has food allergies. And she talks about how they always ask people, if you have a food allergy to the table, because she loves it. She's like, hospitality is filling the cup of water before the guests ask for it. And she views that in the same thing in the food allergy community is asking the table if anyone has food allergies. So no one has to feel uncomfortable. And while it seems strange that someone would feel uncomfortable, so many people do. And even the most comfortable can feel uncomfortable in a situation that's a date or a business interview or something like that. And so anyway, I think the awareness that Netflix and that episode brought was fantastic. And I, you know, hope to see more and more of that. But you probably had a question. I'm sorry.
No, that was the question. I just want to hear a little bit about it. I just think, yeah, Netflix is one of the biggest platforms ever. And just having a feature on Netflix on an episode on food allergies is so beneficial, because my dad was watching that episode, like, I think a few months, a year ago. Okay. And he was watching that episode. I didn't know Dr. Gupta at all. Right. And so my dad was watching it. I went into his room and he's like, wait, isn't that who you had a podcast episode with? Or like, isn't that who you're going to have a podcast episode with? I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Dr. Gupta. She's on this. I was like, it was just like both worlds. It was so funny to me. And so she was on that episode and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Because my dad is obviously everyone's a consumer in this world. We're consuming, we're consumers of, you know, these apps, these social platforms. And just seeing that he was watching something that I was going to speak with, and kind of combining those two worlds is kind of so cool to me. And
I hope he was very impressed with you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my goal, to impress, you know, my parents, make them proud.
You've already done it. Don't worry about it.
So I love that. That was so cool. So kind of going back to the root of this podcast, which is kind of less panic, more peace. I want to kind of get your mindset, your perspective on how do you do that, especially as a food allergy mother, like, you know, feeling the regret, feeling that, you know, you want them to succeed, you want them to be safe all the time. Obviously, you know, my parents want that for, you know, all myself and my siblings. How do you do that? How do you maintain a sense of sanity when you're a food allergy mom?
Well, I think that I've decided my method of that, of gaining control, creating something. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, creating spoken in a lot of ways was a coping mechanism. And it was certainly, of course, like a business idea, but it was really driven by, I have to do something. I have to make this easier for her. And I have to make it not just open up, you know, find more resources for her, find restaurants for her, find chocolate factories she can tour. Like, it wasn't just that, it was also to keep her safe. And the other part of that was, you know, I think my job as a parent, any parent, is to help their child develop the skills so that they can be independent. And so at the very young age, at the youngest age I can remember, we would have our daughter always order her own food. I mean, it's a tiny, tiny little one. Always talk about her food allergies. And we would kind of, you know, be patient and kind of ask the servers to be patient with her. We always wanted to prepare her to do this on her own. And she's 18 and she is going, hopefully when she gets into college, she'll be going somewhere next year. And she certainly eats out on her own. And, you know, I try to focus on the positive and try to focus on what we can control. I mean, what I can control is I can build a company, I can build an app. And so I am boundless, endless energy I think I mentioned, I feel like we're at the starting line because there's so much work to be done. But for me, I think it's trying to empower my own daughter and have her learn to be her own advocate. And the challenge, I think the real challenge when you go there in the middle of the night, is that it is a disease that requires perfection, and that is not possible. And it is going, there will be a mistake. And that's the challenge. And one of the things, my daughter actually had to use an EpiPen on herself. And she's, you know, no longer afraid. And she did that because she was seeking some OIT treatment that she's no longer doing. But in that process, it really kind of broke the seal on her no longer being afraid in that moment and knowing how to use it herself. And, you know, I think we're doing the best that we can.
That's great to hear. Yeah. I mean, my sister has tried doing those, you know, therapies and OIT, and it's just very hard because you're just constantly, you know, she took allergy shots as well. And just kind of like constantly doing something to provide a sense of hope, you know? And yeah, I think these apps, I think this community really provides the hope that we really need in this world. So yeah, I'm glad. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but do you have any last words of wisdom to share with the audience today?
Well, I would say, you know, two things. First of all, I'm so proud of you because I know it's funny because we were doing some research and feature. We've done some work with SoCal, the Southern California Food Allergy Institute, and, you know, the treatment that they have. And I apologize to my daughter. I've been like, I've been so busy building the company. You know, maybe I hadn't had a chance to look at this sooner for you. And it was so interesting because she's like, you got nothing to apologize for. Look at who I am. Look how resilient I am. Look how I can advocate for myself. That's not just about food allergies. Food allergies made me who I am. And, you know, I kind of cried, and I'm not a crier, but I was like, you know, I think there, you know, I'm a optimist, but look at you, like, look at what you've become and look at all that you've accomplished. And, you know, I'm sure that that is a big part of who you just naturally are, but food allergies had to play some role. And here you are with your own podcast. You've published a book, you've done so much. And so there is a silver lining for sure. And the other thing is, if anyone's listening, you know, I think it's hard for people to understand how important it is, how much we value you, how impactful you can be. You know, sharing reviews, something that doesn't seem like a big deal, is helping someone that you have no idea who can see something that just gave them a yes. And being able to find something safe, even reducing your anxiety about going to a donor place the next day, that moment, like, that's what we're doing. I've just asked anybody to please be part of our community. And also, if there's anything we don't have that you want, anybody can reach out to me, Susie@spoken.com, or on Instagram. If there's anything we're not doing, we're here for you. And we want to build what you want. So please, please reach out.
Yes, please go. I will put the link in my bio for all your information and everything. That was so nice of you to say. So kind. I think that you, how could I be you when I grow up, please? Because literally you are such an inspiration, like creating this app out of thin air. I'm just still shocked. And, you know, the word spoken and leaving things unspoken. Let's try to do that. You know, like leaving things unspoken and continuing to advocate, continuing to talk, because we're not going to be quiet about food allergies, right? We're just going to continue being loud and keep speaking up. And I'm so honored that you can be on this podcast and so honored that I have a connection with you and everything that you're doing. It's just amazing. So thank you so much for being on the episode today. I had a great time. Great conversation.
It's my pleasure. And I will guarantee you, you're going to surpass anything I've ever accomplished.
That's so nice of you to say. Thank you so much.
Can't wait to watch you.
Yes. Thank you all for listening to Less Panic, More Peace, new episodes every month. Peace out.